弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们是在何等欢喜来到主的面前。
We are so joyful as we come before the presence of the Lord.
在座的有十几岁的。
Here we have young people sitting here in their teenage years.
有九十几岁的。
And there are those who are in their 90s.
像我们弟兄刚才交通的，主实在愿意来问我们一句话。
As our brother already shared, the Lord is wants to ask us one question.
你真肯吗?
Are you willing?
我们真是愿意来跟随主吗?
Are we truly willing to follow the Lord?
请我们一起读几处的圣经。
Let us together read a few scriptures.
哥罗西书第一章第九节第十节。
First in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
哥罗西书第一章。
The book of Colossians, chapter 1,
第九节,
verse 9 and 10.
好，我们一起来读。因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好像你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。好，先念到这里。生命记第八章第二节。
And Deuteronomy,
在旧约,
Old Testament, Book of Deuteronomy,
生命记第八章第二节,
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
好, 找到我们还是一起同声来读。
And we'll also read together. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you.Test you to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commitment or not.
士师记第二章二十一节二十二节
And Judges, chapter 2.
士师记二章二十一二十二节
Book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
好，我们一起来读
Together.
所以约书亚死的时候所剩下的各族我必不再从他们面前赶出为要借此试验以色列人看他们肯照他们列祖谨守遵行我的道不肯然后最后我们请读在新约哥罗西书二章再回到哥罗西书第二章
Lastly, we'll go back to the book of Colossians in the New Testament.We'll read from chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章第六节第七节
And chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
好，我们一起来读。
Together. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him, established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude.
好，我们其实有点，再有点祷告。
Let us have further words of prayer.
我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
哦，主，早晨。你又把我们带到你同在的中间。
Because this morning again, you brought us into your presence.
哦，主，我们知道你是说话的神。
We know you're a God.
你要对我们的心说话。
We know you're a God who speaks, and you're speaking to our hearts.
我们知道你是爱我们的神。哦，主啊，要把我们带到你爱的深处。
We know you're a God who loves us, and you will bring us to the depth of your love.
主，早晨，哦，我们是在求你给我们一个谦卑受教的心。
This morning, may you give us a humble heart and a teachable heart.
哦，主啊，我们求你对我们说话的时候，哦，主啊，我们能够听得进到我们心里面。
Lord, as you speak to us, may the word enter into our hearts.
主，我们也求你给我们一个愿意的心。
Give us also a willing heart.
主，当你对我们呼召的时候，主，我们可以说，主啊，哦，我肯。
When you call out to us, may we respond to you, saying, "We are willing, Lord."
哦主，我肯愿意让你在我身上一切荣耀的旨意可以得到成就。
We're willing for all the glorious purposes that you have for us to be accomplished in us.
我们把这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We give the following time into your gracious hands.
我们真是愿意你的旨意可以成就。
We're willing for your will to be done.
我们把感谢赞美来归给主。
We give praises and thanksgiving unto you.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.我想我们当我们读刚才第一处的圣经，在哥罗西书第一章，我们就记得在几个礼拜以前我们年长弟兄给我们的交通。
As we read our first scripture from Colossians chapter 1, we remember the sharings and the fellowship from my elderly brother a few weeks ago.
我们的弟兄交通到神永远的旨意和器皿。
Our brother shared with us about the eternal purpose of God and the vessel.
让我们看到神永远的旨意就是要在日期满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
That the eternal purpose is that in the fullness of time, God will cause all things in heaven and on earth and under the earth to be summed up in Christ.
主耶稣基督何等的荣耀。
And Christ Jesus is so glorious.
有一天我们要跟他同归于一，我们在他的荣耀上有份。
One day we'll be summed up in him and we'll partake his glory.
这是何等的好。
Well, how great is that?
可是神要完成他的旨意，我们的弟兄也告诉我们，他要先得着器皿。
But for the Lord to accomplish His will, our brother shared with us that He needs to gain vessels.
所以在哥罗西书这里，保罗就勉励我们，他也告诉我们说，他从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So here Paul in the book of Colossians said.Because of this reason, he says, since the day he heard of it, that he did not cease to pray for them and to ask them to be filled with the knowledge of God.
Oh, 我们是在求主让我们每个人满心的知道他的旨意。
Let us really pray to the Lord so that we can be filled with the will of God.
好叫我们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，可以在一切的善事上结果子，可以渐渐的多知道神。
So that we can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all aspects and to bear fruit in every good work.
感谢主，真是他来预备他的器皿。
We thank the Lord, He Himself is the one that's preparing His vessels.
我们每一个人都是他的器皿。
We are all His vessels.
神的旨意有一天终究要做成。
One day His will be accomplished.
问题是我们有没有在他的旨意的里面。
But the question is, are we in His will?
我们这个器皿有没有被他制作？
Us as vessels, are we being made and prepared by him?
我们今天如果看外面的环境，我们就知道说现在已经是末世的时候。
If you see the circumstances and the news outside, you will know that we are in the end times.
有许多的纷乱，有许多的危险。
There are many chaos, there are many dangers.
有战争的危机。有经济的危机，有道德的危机。
There are crises of war, there are crises of economic crisis, and there are moral crises.
但是我们感谢主，虽然仇敌很猖狂，但是主耶稣他在十字架上已经胜过了仇敌。
But we thank the Lord, even though the enemy seems to be more and more daring in his works, but the Lord has already overcome him on the cross.
主也已经复活，他。坐在宝座上等着仇敌做他的脚凳。
Even more so, he has resurrected. He is seated on his throne, and he's waiting for the enemy to be made his footstool.
今天主在地上还在寻找器皿。
But today he's still looking for his vessels on the earth.
他的眼目遍察全地，要来寻找有没有人对他是心存诚实的。
His eye looked to and fro through the earth to find one that has whose heart is pure towards him.
对，早晨。愿意来跟弟兄姐妹有点交通。
And so this morning I want to share with you from a burden.
我们来想怎么样子可以成为神合用的器皿。
To see how we can be a vessel usable to the Lord.
那怎么样子能够让主的永远的旨意可以在我们个人和我们教会当中可以成全呢？
How can this eternal will of God be accomplished in our personal life and in our fellowship?
当我在思想这个问题的时候，那主就开启我一点。
As I was meditating on this question, the Lord revealed something to me.
我们要成为主的器皿啊， 不是可能不可能的问题。
For us to become vessels for the Lord, it is not a question of are is it possible or not.
而且也不是说你能不能的问题。
Nor is it a question about if you are able to do it or not.
是我们肯不肯。
It's a question of are you willing to be.
我们若肯，神就能。
If we're willing, then God is able.
也许我们会觉得说啊，我很差。
Perhaps we think, oh, we're not very good.
我对主很多事情都不清楚。
I'm not very understanding on many things regarding the matters of the Lord.
怎么样能够明白满心的来知道神的旨意呢
？How can I be filled with the knowledge of His will?
也许你会觉得说我很年轻。
Perhaps you think, oh, I'm very young still.
那很多事情我也不懂。
I don't understand many things.
或甚至你会说啊，我年纪太大，我很多事情都忘记了。
Or you can say I'm very old. I've forgotten many things.
但是这些都没有关系。
But that is not the point. That does not matter.
主今天要问我们，我们肯不肯
？The Lord asks us today, are you willing?
那我们来想哈，其实很多属灵的事情都是同一个原则。
If you think about it, many spiritual things have the same principle.
不是可能不可能的问题。
It is not about possibility.
是我们肯不肯的问题。
It is about are you willing?
比如说，我们从信主的事情开始讲。
We can start with the matter of believing the Lord.
不晓得在座还有没有信主的。
I don't know if there's anyone, any friend here still has not accepted the Lord.
信主不信主呢？不是能不能的问题，是肯不肯的问题。
The problem of believing in the Lord is not the problem of are you able to believe in Him or not. It's aboutAre you willing to believe in Him?
我们知道，我们读圣经的话，那圣经清清楚楚的记载，神这位神就是创造宇宙的真神。
We know if you read the Bible is very clear that this God is a God who created the universe.
我们的主耶稣基督就是神的儿子，来为我们完成救恩的这位神。
And our Lord Jesus is the Son of God who accomplished salvation for us.
不仅历世历代有许多的圣徒。可以来见证这件事。
Not only there are many saints throughout the generations that can testify for the fact.
我们今天所有信他的，我们都可以来见证说主耶稣活在我们的心里。
But today, everyone who believes in him can testify that Jesus lives in our hearts.
所以，如果说我们肯的话，主耶稣就能够让我们来认识他，来经历他。
So as long as we're willing, he's able to cause us to know him and to experience him.
对，真是愿意我们每个人对着主，我们都是说主啊，我肯。
So may we all have the same attitude towards the Lord, saying, "Yes, Lord, we are willing."
那我们信主之后呢？我想我们很多人面临的一个功课，就是说我们能不能够胜过罪。
I think one lesson we all face, we all are trying to learn after we believe the Lord is to overcome sin.
能不能够向自己死？能不能够向神活？
Are we able to die to ourselves and live to God?
同样的，这件事情不是我们能不能够、可不可能成功、可不可以做到的问题，是我们肯不肯。
But in the same way, it's not about if we're able to die to ourselves, but it's are we willing to die to ourselves?
因为在罗马书那边也告诉我们说，
in the book of
神将赐生命圣灵的律赐给我们，在基督里面已经释放了我，使我们脱离了罪和死的律。
In the book of Romans, it says, the Lord has already given us the law of spirit of life in Christ so that we can be set free from the law of sin and death.
所以我们既然已经在基督的里面神让我们可以用生命圣灵的律来释放我们脱离罪和死的律。
So since the Lord has already set us free in Christ by the law of spirit of life, he has set us free from the law of sin and death.
那我们只是要问我们自己是愿意站在哪一边。
And the only question we can ask ourselves is that which side are we standing on?
我们是愿意站在主的这边，站在生命圣灵的律呢，还是我们还是停留在以前那个罪和死的律？
Are we willing to stand on the Lord's side, which is to receive His law of spirit of life, or are we willing to stand on our old natural self?
我想这个是我们一开始信主我们就需要学习的功课。
I think this is a lesson we.Begin to learn as soon as we believe in the Lord.
像我脾气不好。
For example, for me, I have a really bad temper.
性子很急。
And I have a very quick temper.
常常有时候芝麻绿豆大的事情呢，就会很生气。
And very trivial matters will make me very angry.
我每次都是这样。如果说我只要坚持我的意思，一定就是生气了。
And it happens every time. As long as I insist my own way, I will get mad.
但是什么时候呢？哎，我们把愿意把自己的意思放下来呢？那好像没有什么好气的嘛。
But every time if I become willing to put my own will down, I realize there's nothing to be angry about.
所以主好像常常就在问我说你肯不肯呢？
So the Lord is always asking me, are you willing?
不是你能不能够不生气，而是说你肯不肯愿意来让给主。
He doesn't ask me, are you able to not get mad?But his question was, are you willing to surrender yourself, to put your will down?
我想我们有时候看一些新闻，我们其实看到一些事情哈，我们会觉得说很不可思议。
I think as we read the news, we see some news matters, and we think it's unthinkable.
就是哈，就是有时候在路上哈，那个你开车的时候呢，有一种事情发生，叫做 road rage.
There's something we'll experience as we drive. It's called road rage.
就是说，有时候我们会读到新闻说，就是你在开车，有人开车的时候，他前面碰到一辆车，也许很慢。
And they will make the news saying perhaps there's one person driving, the one in front of him is very slow.
在后面呢，这个人就很没有耐心。
The person behind him lost his patience.
就按他喇叭。
And start honking.
那前面这个人就很不高兴。
And the person in front become very angry.
然后呢，就把车子开到路旁，另外这个人也停在路边。
And he will pull over to the side, and the person following him will also pull over.
然后两个就开始吵架。
And they will come out and start arguing.
然后就开始打架。
And start fighting.
有可能一个人拿起枪来，就把另外一个人杀了。
And even to a point, one person will pull out his gun and shoot the other.
哎，这样事情会不会发生呢？
Could this even happen?
有没有发生过？
Do you know if it has happened?
常常在发生，对不对？
It happens all the time, actually.
那有时候我们会想说，这为什么事情会这样发生呢？
So if you really think about it, why did the thing escalate into that?
他们这两个从来不认识。
They never knew each other.
那只是很不巧的就是两个人就碰在一起。
The only unfortunate is that they were driving on the same road.
然后呢，事情就这样发生了。
And it just happened and escalated.
这是说明一件事情。
So that only tells us one thing.
我们里面都有一个最合适的律。
There is a law of sin and death in all of us.
捆绑我们的。
This law of sin and death is binding us.
我们如果看新闻发生在别人身上，我们会觉得，这些人好笨啊。
If you see the news happening to others, you think, oh, these people are not very bright.
很笨。
They're stupid.
值得吗？值得吗？
Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
完全不值得的事情。
It's not worth it, right?
可是为什么每天还有人这样做呢？
But how come that these things happen every day?
我想问所有在座开车的弟兄姐妹，我不要问别人啊，问我们自己。
And you don't need to ask others, just ask. I want to ask you yourself, those who drive.
你有没有曾经发生过这样的事？
Have you had road rage before?
我想在我们的心里面多多少少，也许我们有经历到这样。
I think more or less we have all experienced to a certain degree.
在家庭里面有许多的事情，岂不也是芝麻绿豆的事吗
？In your family, many things escalate because of very trivial matters.
对年轻的孩子们来说，也许你们遭遇到的事情就是要听父母的话。
For young children, perhaps your experience is that you have to obey your parents.
也许你觉得说，这件事情我不想照我父母的意思做。
Perhaps you think I don't want to do according to what my parents said.
但是呢，你又觉得说这件事情。是对的事情，你该做。
But at the same times, you think, oh, this is right. I should do it.
那怎么办呢？
Then what should I do?
对，这同样的一个原则，这不是能不能的问题。
The same principle
is
not that if you're able to do it or not. It's if you're willing to do it.
所以愿早晨主对我们的心说话。
So this morning, may the Lord speak to our hearts.
让我们能够在对主的每一个呼召，我们都说主啊，我肯。
For every calling from the Lord, may we have the response saying, Yes, Lord, we are willing.
特别在我们刚信主以后
Especially right after we became believers of the Lord.
那圣经上讲说我们的旧人已经和基督同钉十字架。
The Bible tells us that our old man is already crucified with the Lord.
然后我们在旧人的里面呢我们就会被肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲来捆绑。
And we know in this old self, in our old nature, we are taken captive by the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
那信主以后，我们怎么样胜过呢？
But how can we overcome these after we believe the Lord?
我们可以胜过肉体的情欲吗？
Can we overcome?
眼目的情欲吗？我们可以胜过今生骄傲吗？
Can we overcome the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life?
这不是能不能的问题，是肯不肯。
It is not a question that are you able to overcome, it's that are you willing to overcome it.
如果我们肯，神就叫我们能。
If you are willing, then the Lord will enable you.
因为在神凡事都能。
Because in the Lord, all things are possible.
还有我们信主以后呢，主也教导我们不要爱世界。
Also the Lord, after we believe the Lord, he will teach us, do not love the world.
因为这世界上和其上的事情都要过去。要来爱主，因为主是永远长存。
Because the world and the things of the world will pass away, but love the Lord who is everlasting.
那这件事情可以吗？我们能够不爱世界，能够来爱主吗
？Is it possible that we no longer love the world and we come to love the Lord singly and solely?
当主常常来对我们呼召的时候，对我们来讲说，在我们要选择的时候，在我们要选择主还是要选择？在世界的时候
As the Lord calls out to us to present to us a choice, are we choosing the Lord or are we choosing the world?
当要聚会的时候，你想说要来聚会呢，还是我要去加班？
And if you, for example, in the matter of coming to the fellowship, do you choose to come to fellowship or do you choose to take more overtime at work?
还是今天要来聚会呢，还是我读书，因为明天要考试？
Or do you choose to come to fellowship? Or do you choose to study more because you've got a test tomorrow?
这不是你能不能的问题，是我们肯不肯。
It's not a question if you're able to come to meeting. It's are you willing to come to meeting?
那刚才我们唱的诗歌哈，是很抱歉是我选的。
I do apologize for the hymn we just sang. I picked it myself.
为什么选这首诗歌呢
？Why did I choose the hymn?
这首诗歌是我在刚信主的时候学的。
I learned this hymn when I first became a believer.
那我想到说这时间很快就过去了。
And it made me think that time could pass by very quickly.
我今天已经从学校毕业从大学毕业已经三十年。
It's already been 30 years since I graduated from college.
那主有多少的工作在我身上？
How much has the Lord worked in me?
就算搬到 Houston 也已经超过二十年了。
I've moved to Houston 20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
有没有让主荣耀的心意成就在我身上？
Has the glorious will of the Lord been accomplished in me?
这不是能不能，神能不能的问题，是我们肯不肯。
And I realize it's not either we're able to do it or not. It's either we're willing to do it or not.
我还记得那个时候，我们有一群很好的弟兄姐妹，一起再来在那边追求认识主。
I remember when I first believed, there were a group of very precious brothers and sisters who are pursuing the Lord together.
那最近呢，借着这个social media 不知道怎么翻，然后或者是电子邮件，让我们又联络在一起。
And until recently, we came in contact with each other again through social media and emails.
那我们就发现很多的弟兄姐妹呢，感谢主，在不同的岗位上都见证主，来荣耀主。
And I really thank the Lord. We see that many brothers and sisters who used to meet together are testifying and being a testimony in different aspects of life.
但是也有一些人就远离主，他从主的道上就滑跌的。
But also there are those who fell away and who walked away from the way of the Lord.
我们如果想到那时候我们在一起的情形是这样子的好。
And whenever I remember, recall the days that we spent together and pursuing the Lord together, it was precious to me.
那这中间的差别呢，不是在于当初对主的认识的知识的多少。
But the difference between these people wasn't on the difference of the knowledge or the understanding of the Lord back then.
不是在于才干的能力的强弱。
It wasn't the difference between their talents, their abilities.
更不在于恩赐的大小。
It was not the difference between the gifts that they received.
要能够拣选来跟随主，或者是离开主，是在乎我们心的问题。
The difference between the one who chose to follow the Lord and the one who walked away from the Lord is the question of our heart.
是不是我们有一颗单纯的心，愿意来答应主的呼召，说主啊，我肯。
Do we have a single heart to answer God's calling to say, Yes, Lord, we're willing?
时间很快就会过去。
Time will pass very quickly.
对于在座的很多年轻人来讲，可能觉得三四十年是一个很遥远的一个事情，很大的数目。
Perhaps for the young people here, they think 30 years, 40 years is a very long time away.
好像没有办法想象的，像。
Perhaps it's a time that they cannot even fathom.
但是我想在座年长的八九十岁的弟兄姐妹可以告诉我们说，时间很快就会过去。
But I know our elderly brothers and sisters, they can tell us that time will pass by very quickly.
我们真是愿意在主的面前，我们求主来开我们的心，让我们能够与他的心来配合啊，与他的心主的旨意来配合。
We have the attitude before the Lord so that He can open our hearts, that we can be in tune and in one accord with His will.
我们若要来知道这条跟随主的道路呢，也许我们来看以色列人的历史，我们就可以从当中有学习。
If you want to know the way to follow the Lord, then we can learn some from studying the way of Israelites as they followed the Lord.
我们知道以色列人当他们在埃及为奴做苦工的时候，他们就呼求神。
We know they were crying out to the Lord as they were being a slave in Egypt.
所以神就差遣他们，摩西把他们从埃及带出来。
So the Lord sent Moses to bring them out of Egypt.
在出埃及记十九章里面，神说：“我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我，要做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。”
In Exodus, the Lord says, "I brought you out of Egypt as on wings of eagles." To be a holy nation, a holy priesthood to me.
然后呢，接下来，当神来把他的心意跟以色列人晓谕的时候
，As the Lord started to disclose His heart and His desire to the Israelites,
在出埃及记十九章第八节讲到说，百姓同声回答，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。
In chapter 19, it was recorded, all the people answered together and said.All that the Lord has spoken to us, we will do.
如果我们就停在这里的话，好像一幅很美的图画。
If you just pause right here, you see a very beautiful picture.
因为以色列人本来在埃及，神把他们如鹰带在翅膀上，把他带来归给他，然后神就要让他们做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。然后百姓说：“好，我们凡心所吩咐的，我们都要遵行。”
And because they were subject to hard labor as in slavery in Egypt.And so the Lord brought them out on eagle's wings for them to be a whole royal priesthood, a holy nation to him, so that the people all responded, yes, we will do everything you say.
后来我们发现事实上是不是这样呢?
But then you read on, you realize the reality wasn't the same.
好像不是,对不对?因为我们从生命记第八章第二节里面,我们神就告诉我们说,他说,神在旷野引导你这四十年，要苦练你、试验你，要知道你内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
You know, as the time goes on, you realize the reality wasn't the same. In Deuteronomy, it says the Lord led them in the wilderness for 40 years, so that He will humble you to test you to know what was in your heart, to see if you're willing to keep His commandment or not.
神没有把以色列人一开始就从埃及。一直过了红海就在进马上就进入迦南。
The Lord did not take the Israelites going from Egypt directly into the land of Canaan.
神让他们在旷野里面有四十年的时间来试验他。
But the Lord caused them to walk in the wilderness for 40 years so that he can test them.
我们知道四十在圣经是一个很特别的数字。
And we know the number 40 is a special number in the Bible.
四十年就代表一个世代。
40 years is a generation.
就是或是一个神试验的一个阶段。
It's a period of testing for the Lord.
所以摩西的一生呢，他有三个四十年。
So we know in Moses, his whole life consists of 3 40-year periods.
扫罗作王四十年，大卫作王四十年，所罗门作王四十年。
King Saul was reigned for 40 years. King David reigned for 40 years.And King Solomon reigned for 40 years.
他们的情形就在这四十年当中被神来显明。
And in these 40 years, their conditions were proved and tested by the Lord.
主耶稣，他来地上，他在开始公开的服事以前呢，被圣灵催促到旷野，对不对？受魔鬼的试探。
After Jesus came to the world, before he began his ministry, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness for 40 days.
我想问年轻的孩子们，耶稣禁食了多久？
And I want to ask the young people how long he fasted for.
多久？ 40 天， 40昼夜，对不对？
He fasted for 40 days and nights.
所以40是一个试验的数目。
So 40 is a number of testing.
甚至主耶稣复活以后呢，然后他又花了40天对门徒显现，讲说神国的事。
Even after his resurrection, he appeared to the disciples for 40 days on the earth to tell them about the kingdom of God.
所以主他的心意就是他来让我们经过一段试验的期间。
So we see it is in God's heart so that we can go through a period of testing.
要知道说我们的内心如何，要我们看我们是不是肯守神的诫命不肯。
So that he will know what was in our heart, either we're willing to follow his command or not.
但是很可惜的，以色列人，那时候在旷野当中呢，圣经上这样讲说，这些人虽然哈，从云里面、从海里面受洗归了摩西。
But the Bible says very pitifully, even though they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea,
他们吃了一样属灵的食物，喝了一样灵水。但是他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人。
They ate the same spiritual bread, they drank from the same spiritual rock, but many were not well pleased to the Lord.
他们贪恋恶事，拜偶像，行奸淫，试探主，发怨言。圣经上讲五件事。
And the Bible mentioned five things.
贪恋恶事，拜偶像。
They delighted in evil things. They committed idolatry.
然后拜偶像，行奸淫。
They were adulterers.
试探主,
they tempted the Lord.
发怨言,
and they complained against the Lord.
最后的结局呢, 就是倒闭在旷野。
And at the end, they all laid low in the wilderness.
有人会问我, 这样的一个问题就是说, 会想这样, 会想说, 如果说, 我当初呢, 就像那个, 120个这个, 弟兄姐妹们在小楼上祷告, 五旬节降下来的时候呢, 如果我在里面就好了。
Some people will come and ask me, oh, it wouldn't be so good if I were among the 120 who were praying on the upper room.
那我已经很刚强，可以为主做见证，我一定这一生就可以得胜。
If I had gone through the Pentecost, then I would be so strong to be a testimony to the Lord.
或者呢，我如果说哈，得了 cancer 主医治我的话，我就知道神是大能的。
And someone will say, if I had cancer and the Lord healed me, then I would know the Lord is mighty.
那我就把这一生就奉献给主，我就不为自己活，我为主。
And then I will be able to offer my whole life to the Lord, no longer living for myself, but live for the Lord.
这样是一个对的想法吗？
Do you think that's a good attitude?
我们若读圣经，我们就知道其实不是。
If we read the Bible, then we will know not quite so.
以色列人他们每天都在经历神迹。
Daily Israelites experienced miracles from the Lord.
他们过红海像走干地一样。
They walked through the Red Sea as if on dry land.
他们天天都吃玛拿，这就是神迹。
Daily they can eat from manna from above, and that is miracle itself.
天天从磐石流出水来，这就是神迹。
Daily there is a water from the rock, that is a miracle.
可是圣经上让我们很警醒的事情是看到圣经上 给他们这些人做了一个注解。
But the Bible warned us, and the Bible commented on these people.
说这些多半是神不喜欢的。
The Bible says most of them were not well pleased by the Lord.
哦，是在求主今天来开我们的心，来愿意来想思想这件事。
Oh, may the Lord open our hearts so that we may meditate on these matters.
我们是愿意来遵行神的旨意，我们对神说肯呢，还是我们愿意走自己的道路，来拣选自己的前途，然后来对神说我不肯。
Are we willing to keep his commandments, and are we willing to follow him, or are we rather not willing to follow him and choose our own way to choose our own future?
感谢主。在这所有人当中，有两个人是不一样。
But I thank the Lord, among all these Israelites, there were two that were different.
我们知道圣经上讲到迦勒跟约书亚的时候，说他们专心跟从我。
We know when the Bible mentioned Caleb and Joshua, they said these two follow the Lord with their whole heart.
讲到迦勒的时候，特别提到说他有另外一个心智，就是另外一个灵 是跟其他的灵不一人的灵不一样，专心的来跟随。
Especially for Caleb, he had a different heart. He had a different spirit. That is, that he followed the Lord with his whole heart.
神把以色列人带到旷野有40年之久，就是要试验他们。
The Lord brought the Israelites into the wilderness for 40 years to test them.
那在这40年当中，显明他们的心里面的情形。
And it was shown what was in their heart.
如果说是像加勒、约书亚这样的心智，他们专心跟从主的话，他们就进到迦南。
If they had the heart of Caleb and Joshua, if they followed the Lord with their whole heart, then they would enter into the land of Canaan.
如果说他们显明出来，他们不肯来遵守神的诫命，就倒闭在旷野。
But if it was shown as they were not willing to follow the commandments of the Lord, then they all laid low in the wilderness.
等到主带领以色列人进入迦南以后。
Until the Lord led the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
在诗诗记那里我们刚才读的哈，也是一些很特别的圣经。
In Judges, we also read a very special scripture.
他说，约书亚死的时候所剩下来的那迦南的各族，神不再从以色列人面前赶出去。
He said, I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died.
他要试验以色列人，看他们肯照他们列祖谨守遵行我的诫命不肯。
In order to test the Israelites, to see whether they were able, or whether they were willing to follow the commandments that he has given to their forefathers.
所以就算在迦南那里，神也留下来了一些环境来试验以色列。
So even in the land of Canaan, the Lord has left some environments and circumstances so that the Israelites can be tested.
那，我们实在求主来，我们为这件事情感谢主。
We thank the Lord for these matters.
因为他显明我们天然的人是不能够来跟随主的。
Because through these testings, he shows us by our natural self, we cannot follow the Lord.
在旧约里面，我们知道神常常就是描写以色列人说他们是硬着颈项的百姓。
In the Old Testament, the Lord described the Israelites as stiff-necked people.
在以西结书里面呢，他特别讲到一个很有意思的形容词哈。
In the book of Ezekiel, there's a very interesting description.
在以西结书3:7讲到说他们是，就是头额是坚固的哈，心是硬。
In the Ezekiel chapter 3:7, it says they have hardened their forehead and their neck, and their heart was hardened towards the Lord.
所有的旧人都是不能来跟随主。
No, none of the old creation can follow the Lord.
所有的旧人对主的答案都是不肯。
All of the old creation will say to the Lord, "We're not willing."
所以在罗马书8:7，这边告诉我们说，原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇的，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
So in the book of Romans, chapter 8, it says, "Because the mind set on the flesh, it's enmity against God." For it does not subject itself to the law of God, nor can it be.
体贴肉体的就是什么？死。
And you know, the mind set on the flesh is death.
体贴圣灵就是什么？生命平安。
The mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
我们是不是能够来体贴圣灵呢？我们是不是大家都要生命平安呢？
So can we all set our mind on the Spirit? Do we all want life and peace?
我想在座没有一个人要死的，要选择死的。
I'm sure no one sitting here wants to choose death.
每个人我们都愿意来拣选生命平安。
I think we all want to choose life and peace.
那怎么样才能够得到生命平安呢？
How can we receive life and peace?
就是我们不要体贴肉体。
It's that we cannot set our mind on the flesh.
我们感谢主，主来了，成就这个救恩。
We thank the Lord, He came, He accomplished salvation.
他人虽然在旧造的里面失败了，但是主耶稣却成就了这救恩，可以带出新造来。
Even though we have all failed in our old creation, but the Lord has accomplished salvation, so that through His salvation, He can bring out the new creation.
我们知道，首先的亚当成了一个活的魂，但是末后的亚当呢，却成了叫人活的灵。
We know the first Adam became a living soul, but the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
所以这是一个很大的对比啊。
And this is a great contrast.
那我再念一些名字，我想大家来想想看，这些人有什么相同点。
And I will read a few more names, and you can think of what they have in common.
第一组的人
，the first group of people,
亚当、该隐、以扫、流便、扫罗， 暗嫩。
You have Adam, Cain, Esau,
犹便,
Reuben,
扫罗,
Saul,
暗嫩,
and Amnon.
Amnon, yeah. 这些人是什么人呢?
Who are these people?
他们有什么特点? 特点?
What do they have in common?
他们都是第一个人, huh?
They're all first, they all belong to the first Adam.
亚当是第一个人, 对不对?
Adam is the first person, first man on earth.
Okay, 该隐、以扫、流变都是长子。
And also Cain and Esau and Reuben, they were all firstborn.
暗嫩也是长子。
Amnon is also David's firstborn.
然后扫罗是以色列第一个王。
And Saul is the first king of Israelites.
所以这些人通通都失败了。
And they all failed.
因为他们是活在一个属土的原则里。
Because they lived according to the principle of the earth.
是属在活在一个肉体的光景的。
They lived according to their flesh.
但是感谢主。主耶稣成了末后的亚当。
But I thank the Lord and praise the Lord, he had become the last Adam.
对，下面还有一组人哈。
And then comes the second group of people.
亚伯、雅各、约瑟、大卫、所罗门。
Abel, Jacob, David, Solomon.
约瑟。
And Joseph.
对，相对于第一组的人呢，这些第二组的人呢，是属神的。
In contrast to the first group of people, the second group belongs to the Lord.
他们是肯听神的话的。
They were willing to listen to the word of God.
他们是肯让神的工作做在他们身上。
They were willing for the will of God and the work of God to be done in them.
我们知道，像雅各原来是一个天然性情是不好的人。
We know Jacob had a pretty bad nature by himself.
但是他有一个特点。
But there is a characteristic in him.
他要神。
He wants God.
他对神说我肯。
He says I'm willing.
所以神就可以把这个。本来是属地的就变成属天的。
So the Lord can turn what is earthly to what is heavenly.
我们何等感谢主，这是他自己荣耀的一个工作。
How we thank and praise the Lord, it is his own glorious work.
他要让我们的里面的生命来被他改变，然后来像神的生命。
He will change our inner life so that we can be imitators of Christ.
我们每一个得救的，我们都要知道我们里面有两个生命。
Everyone who is saved, we need to know that there are two lives within us.
我们有自己原来天然的生命，也有从神来属天的生命。
We have our own natural life that we were born with. We also have a heavenly life that belongs to the Lord, that came from the Lord.
在每一件事情上，我们就可以做要做一个选择。
So in everything we do, there is a choice.
我们当主呼召我们的时候，我们说，我们愿意说，我肯吗？
When the Lord calls us, are we willing to say, Lord, we're willing?
如果我们肯的话，主就可以，他就能把他的工作做成这样。
If we're willing, then he's able to accomplish his work in us.
当我们来看以色列人的时候，我们很可惜，就大部分都是失败的，只有少数是得胜。
And as we see this history of the Israelites, it's pitiful that most of them failed, only a small few has overcome.
要看一个人怎么样子能够来说我肯。
But how can a person say I'm willing?
我想最好的例子就是主耶稣的例子。
I think the best example is the example of the Lord Jesus himself.
我们可以就从两件事情简单的来看。
And we can see it from two simple matters.
在路加福音第五章十二到十三节里面讲到有一个长大麻风的人。
In the Gospel of Luke, there, in chapter 5, there was recorded a man covered with leprosy.
这路加福音哈跟其他福音书记载的不太一样。
In the book of Luke, it was recorded a little differently from it was in the other gospel books.
他特别讲到说这个人是满身长的大麻风。
He especially said this person is covered, he's full of leprosy.
然后他到主的面前说俯伏在地说主若肯必能叫我洁净。
And he came before the Lord and he bowed prostrate before the Lord and says, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
耶稣就伸手摸他说我肯你洁净吧。
And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed.
大麻风就立刻离开他。
And immediately the leprosy left him.
我们知道主他这样的愿意哈是带着行动的。
We see this willingness of the Lord comes with an action.
主可以说一句话，这个人他的大麻风就洁净了。
It could be very well that Jesus speaks a word and the leprosies will leave the person.
但是主伸手来摸他。
But the Lord stretched out his hand and touched him.
有首诗歌就是讲到说，如果我们这个在唱诗祷告的时候，我们要来爱主，我们就是何等的容易。
There was a hymn that describes how easy would it be if we are to love the Lord while we're singing hymns and praying.
但是当我们遇到环境、遇到难处的时候，就不容易。
But if we come into circumstances when we face difficulties and trials, then it's so difficult.
所以我们的肯是要有行动的。
So our willingness needs to come with actions.
主耶稣他不仅说肯来医治这个大麻风。
Not only the Lord said, "I am willing to heal you."
他还伸手来摸。
But he stretched out his hand and touched him.
他用他的行动来证明说他真是爱这位的长大麻风。
With his action, he proved that I truly love this person with leprosy.
另外，在希伯来书第十章
，and in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 10, he also recorded
第七节讲到说：“神啊，我来了是要照你的旨意行。”
In verse 7, it says, "Lord, I have come to do your will."
感谢主，神主到地上来，他说：“祭物和礼物是神不喜悦的。”
And we thank the Lord. Jesus came to the earth saying, "Sacrifice and offerings you have not desired."
他说你曾就是神给他预备这个身体
，But the body you have prepared for me
是为了要照神的旨意
，So that I can do your will.
所以我们感谢主，他成为我们最好的榜样。
And praise the Lord, he had become the best example.
他的一生以父的事为念
，He used his whole life setting his mind on the things of the Father.
他对父总是说。是的
He has always said yes
to the Lord,
to God the Father.
他一生来遵行父的旨意
And he obeyed the will of the Father all his life.
所以我们如果再回想到说神在我们身上的带领的话
So if we remember all the leading of the Lord in our lives,
我们就知道说许多的事情能不能够让神的旨意成就是我们愿不愿意服在神大能的手下
Then you will know and you will see,It is all about our willingness so that the will of God can be accomplished in us.
我想我们有一处很熟悉的圣经里面，就可以再次提醒我们哈，就在以赛亚书第三十章。
There's a very familiar scripture in Isaiah chapter 30 that can also remind us.
神，十六节他说，以赛亚书三十章十五十六节。
Chapter 30, verse 15 and 16, it says.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：“你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静自不肯。”
For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you are not willing.
他们不肯的结果，那说他们要骑马奔走，所以他们必然奔走；他们要骑飞快的牲口。所以追赶他们的也必飞快。
The result of their unwillingness was verse 16 saying, They said, No, for we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. And we will ride on swift horses, therefore those who pursue you shall also be swift.
我们要在神的面前得平静安稳吗
Are we willing to receive quietness and rest?
我们要在里面他的里面归回安息吗
Do we want to have return in repentance and rest.
我们是在求主让我们对他的所有的呼召，我们来跟他说，我肯。
May we say we are willing, Lord, to all the callings of the Lord.
我们刚才一开始就讲到说，神他永远的旨意，要能够成就，他必须要得到器皿。
At the very beginning, we mentioned that for the will of the Lord to be accomplished, He must gain His vessels.
在罗马书九章。二十一到二十三节
In Romans chapter 9, it said,
我想我们一起来读一下。
Let us read it together in Romans chapter 9, verse 20 and 21. 21 to 23.
Yeah. 罗马书九章二十一到二十三节。
Romans chapter 9, 21 to 23.Let us read together.
Or
does not the potter have the right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? But if God, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory. Here he says there is a potter.
然后呢, 这边讲到有一团泥土,
and he also says here is a lump of clay.
很特别的事情是这样, 就是说, 是同一个窑匠, 而且是, 同一团泥土。
And very interestingly, this is the same potter and the same lump of clay.
窑匠呢, 从, 拿着一块做贵重的器皿, 拿着另外一块做卑贱的器皿。
And the potter will use one part of this lump to make an honorable vessel and make use the same a part of the same lump make a dishonorable vessel.
那个卑贱的器皿呢, 或者是后面就更告诉我们说, 它那个是, 预备遭毁灭的器皿。
And later on it says this dishonorable vessel is a vessel prepared for wrath.
那这个贵重的器皿呢, 是预备得荣耀的器皿。
And this honorable vessel is a vessel prepared for glory.
是同一位窑匠, 是同一团泥土。
It is the same potter, it's the same lump of clay.
那为什么会有两种器皿呢?
How come there are two different types of vessels?
这差别就在肯不肯。
The difference is, are you willing?
这差别就在我们愿不愿意。
The question is, are you willing?
我们愿不愿意来让神的工作做成在我们身上?
Are you willing for the Lord to accomplish His work in you?
神说人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主。
The word of God says, if you will cleanse yourself and separate yourself, consecrate yourself, then you will, if you have cleansed yourself, then you will be made into an honorable vessel.
成为圣洁,合乎主用,而且还可以预备行各样的善事。
You will be holy, serviceable to the Lord, prepared for every good work.
感谢主,他对我们的心意都是好的。
We thank the Lord. His will towards us are all good.
我们愿意做一个卑贱的器皿呢, 还是愿意做一个荣耀的器皿?
Are we willing to be an honorable vessel, or do we just want to be a dishonorable vessel?
是愿意被毁灭呢, 还是要得荣耀?
Do we want to be prepared for destruction, or do we want to be prepared for glory?
那就在还是那个问题, 我们肯不肯?
We face the same question. Are we willing?
在主那边他都是肯的。
In the Lord's side, He is willing.
他都是愿意的。
He is always willing.
耶稣说他常常愿意像母鸡把小鸡聚在他的翅膀下面，只是你们不愿意。
Jerusalem, I have always wanted to gather you as chicks under the wings of a hen, but you are not willing.
主总是在等我们。He
has always been waiting for us.
就像这个浪子一样啊。 就是我们常常是离开神的心意，但是这父亲永远在等他的。
Just as a prodigal son, we have always walked away from the will of the Father, but the Father has always been waiting for him.
然后我们如果我们这是我们很熟悉的一段圣经。
And we all know that story very well.
这个事情的转机就是在这个浪子醒悟过来。
The turning point of the whole story is when the prodigal son came to himself.
就是这个浪子呢，他愿意。
He suddenly became willing.
他肯, 他对于父亲的爱, 他愿意觉得说他肯。
And he was willing to come back to the love of the Father.
我不晓得大家是不是可以, 来思想一下这个情形。
I don't know if you can sort of imagine or picture the story.
我想常常在福音聚会我们会唱那个回家吧, 回家吧, 不要再流浪。
I think in the gospel meetings, we always sing, coming home, coming home, no longer to roam.
那是不是, 这个荡子,我想他在心里面也许就是有一张这样的呼声在他的里面。
Perhaps there is such a calling in the heart of the prodigal son.
那他是不是第一次他听见这样的声音呢? 他就说,我肯呢?
But was he, did he say, I'm willing, the first time he heard such a calling?
圣经上没有记载,不过我觉得好像可能不是。
The Bible didn't record it, but in my mind, I don't think that's the case.
一直等到他
It is until he walked to the end of himself. He was fighting for food with pigs. He remembered all the good things of his father's house. And eventually he said, I am willing.
当他肯的时候, 神就能。
So as soon as he's willing, the Lord was able to do it.
我们其实哈看到神对于就像父亲一样，他对浪子的心呢是远远超过于这个浪子对他父亲的心。
And we know just as the father, God has a heart for the son, much more than the son had a heart for the father.
然后远远的就看见了。
And he saw, the father saw the son a long way away.
他就跑过去。
As soon as he saw the son, he ran over.
不是年轻的儿子跑到父亲的面前。
It wasn't that the son ran towards the father.
是年老的父亲跑到儿子的面前。
But it was that this elderly father ran towards his son.
抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
He embraced his neck and kissed him.
这个浪子一定是又脏又臭的。
I'm sure this prodigal son is covered with filth.
可是当他肯，神就来拥抱他。
But as soon as he's willing, the God embraced him.
神就像父亲一样能够拥抱他。
As a father embracing his son, God embraced him.
把袍子穿上
，and put a rope around him.
把戒指戴上
，gave him a ring to wear.
把鞋子穿上
，gave him sandals.
还为他宰肥牛犊。
And he killed the fatted calf to throw a feast for him.
神的心意就是愿意这样子，来恩待我们。
And such is the heart of God towards us. He wants to show us all grace.
不仅是我们得救这件事情上，神是这样愿意我们得救。
Not only on the matter of salvation, He wants us to be saved.
神更愿意我们能够来遵行他的旨意。
He's even more willing for us to follow His commandments.
让他荣耀的工作可以做成在我们这个
心里面。So that His glorious works can be accomplished in us.
那这样子我们可以来成为那个贵重的器皿。
So that we can be vessels for honorable use.
我们可以来带进神永远的旨意。
That we can bring in the eternal will of God.
最后我就愿意来从三方面我们来看，我们怎么样子的让神的旨意可以成就在我们的里面。
At the end, I just want to share quickly from three points what we should do for the will of the Lord to be accomplished in us.
以色列人为何在旷野走四十年呢？
Why do you think the Israelites walked for 40 years in the wilderness?
当然是神试验他们。
Of course, it was the Lord who tested them.
那但是我在想说，如果说他们真是全心归向神的话，其实可能不需要走到四十年。
But I was thinking if they were willing to follow the Lord with all their heart, perhaps they didn't need to spend 40 years.
因为他们的四十年就是在旷野里面打转。
Because they circled around the wilderness for 40 years.
那我们的一生呢，好像也是在走一个路程。
And our whole life as if we're on the journey.
那我们这一生能够在主的道上能够走多远呢？
How far can we walk on the way of the Lord?
就看我们愿不愿意，我们肯不肯。
The question is, are we willing to keep walking?
我记得我儿子小的时候呢，他去参加一个幼童军。
Cub Scout.
小的时候去参加幼童军。
I remember my son went to join the Cub Scout when he was little.
我不晓得在座有没有人有参加幼童军的。
I don't know if anyone here had joined the Cub Scout before.
有一个比赛是每一个都要经过的。
There was one competition that everyone had to participate.
就是叫 Pinewood Derby.
It was called Pinewood Derby.
就是一个赛车的一个比赛。
It's a little derby for race cars. Small.
这个是怎么样？就是一块松木做成的一个小块。
It's a little pine wood block.
然后呢，他给你一个这个松树的一个木块。
They give you a little wood block made of a pine tree.
他给你四个轮子。
They give you four wheels.
还四个钉子。
And four nails.
然后这比赛怎么比呢？他就是把这个车子放在一个高台上。
So they put the race car, the little wood car on elevation.
然后让这车子滑下来。
And cause the car to slide down on the track.
谁滑得最远谁就赢。
Whoever goes the longest distance will win.
哇，所以大家就要来看说怎么样子能够让这车子滑得最远。
So everyone is trying to make the car run the farthest.
最重要的是什么呢？
What is the most important for this car to go far?
就是个轮子哈。这个轮子呢，如果说是三个轮子是朝一个方向，一个轮子是歪的话，那绝对滑不远。
It is the direction of the wheels. If there are three wheels pointing at the same direction and one wheel pointing at a different direction, then it will not go very far.
这四个轮子都要能够排列好，而且呢是要对着前面的。
If the four wheels are perfectly arranged, facing the same direction, facing front,
这就像我们的心一样。
It is just like our hearts.
我们的心若是跟着神的旨意是一致的
，If our heart is in aligned with the will of the Lord，
那我们就可以走得远。
Then we will go far。
我们的心若不肯，那我们就在原地踏步。
If we're not willing, then we will stay in the same ground。
我们若有时候肯，有时候不肯，我们就会绕圈子。
If sometimes we're willing, sometimes we're not, then we'll be going in circles。
保罗说，他乃是向着标杆直跑，要得神从天上。从基督耶稣里那边招他所要得的奖赏。
But Paul says, I run towards the goal. I press on towards the goal so that I can gain the upward calling from the Lord Jesus.
所以第一方面就真是愿意我们的心是跟神的旨意是一致的。
So the first aspect, we really may our heart be in one accord with the will of God.
第二方面
Secondly,
怎么样子能够来答应主的呼召说我肯呢？
How can we respond to God's calling, saying we're willing?
约翰福音十四章十五节
In the Gospel of John, in chapter 14, it says,
他说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。有了命令又爱我，有了命令又遵守的，这人是爱我的。
It says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
二十一节讲到说，有了我的命令就遵守，这是爱我的。
And verse 21 says, he who has my commandments and keeps them,is the one who loves me.
主说爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我们也要向他显现。
And he who loves me will be loved by my father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself, I will appear to him.
我们怎么样能够答应主的呼召呢？
How can we answer his calling?
我们真是求主把他的爱在充满在我们的里面。
May the Lord fill our heart with his love.
在圣经里面有一篇最美的书信圣经里面最美的一本书哈，是讲到爱，就是雅歌。
One of the most beautiful book in the Bible talking about love is the Song of Songs.
他这边讲到说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
Here it says, come away with me, my beloved.
在雅歌里面有两次，这个良人对着佳偶说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
Two times the beloved.Speaks to his love to his lover, come away with me.
但是呢，有三次讲到说不要惊动哈，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，只等到他情愿。
But three times in the Song of Songs, it was recorded, he said, that you do not arouse or awaken my love until she pleases.
只等到这个爱从他里面。来自发的产生出来
Until the love rises by itself spontaneously.
主何等爱我们，他愿意我们与他同去。
How the Lord loves us, he desires for us to rise up and come away with him.
但他一直在等我们。
But he's been waiting all along.
所以愿早晨我们对主的祷告就是说，主啊，愿你吸引我，让我能够快跑跟随你。
May our prayer to the Lord be, draw me and I will run after you.
最后第三方面我们怎么样来答应主的呼召呢
？Thirdly, how can we respond to His calling?
在哥罗西书里面告诉我们要，既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。
In Colossians says, now you have received the Lord Jesus, now walk in Him, being rooted and built up, in the word of the Lord.
所以这是我们的祷告，我们真是愿意。我们每一个每一颗心对主来说都是愿意遵他而行的。
May that be our prayer, let every strand of our heart saying we want to follow you.
我们真是愿意对主总是说是的。
May we always be yes to the Lord.
我们真是愿意当主感动我们，当主给我们预备有机会的时候，当我们有机会来遵行他的旨意的时候，我们可以来照着他的话来做。
As the Lord touches us, when he gives us any opportunity to follow his will, let us say yes to him and be willing to follow him.
感谢主，在上个月我们有十四位弟兄姐妹受浸归入主。
We thank the Lord. The last month, 14 brothers and sisters were baptized unto his name.
在座有许多年轻人哈。
And there were among them, there were many young people.
真是我愿意每一位我们受浸归入主的我们跟主说主我肯。
We desire for every young believers to say yes, we're willing to the Lord.
愿意照着他的话来做。
that we can walk and live according to His word.
在祂里面生根建造。
To be rooted and built up in Him.
在祂里面能够来信心可以得到坚固。
To be established in the faith.
不只是一次。
Not just once.
而是当主每一次来呼召我们的时候，我们总是这样的答应。
But every time the Lord calls out to us, let us respond to Him.
那这样我们就可以来成为主合用的器皿。
Then we can be a vessel usable and serviceable to the Master.
真是愿意我们的心跟主是一致的。
May our heart be in one accord, in aligned with the Lord.
我们知道那个磁铁哈，怎么会有磁性呢
？You know how the magnets have magnetic powers.
因为它每一个元素都是排列整齐。
Because every element within the magnet is aligned in the same direction.
愿我们的心来被主吸引。
May our heart be drawn and magnetized to the Lord.
那个磁铁哈，如果说你把一个回纹针放在磁铁的上面呢，过一段时间，这回纹针也会有磁性。
If you put a paper clip on the magnet, in a little while, the paper clip will also be magnetized.
因为它的里面的元素就被吸引，能够排列成。
Because the elements within the paper clip will start to be rearranged to be aligned in the same direction.
愿我们在主的里面也是这样子，甘心乐意的，把自己让在主的手中。
So in the Lord, may we also have the same willingness to surrender ourselves to the Lord.
让主荣耀的工作可以做成在我们的里面。
That His glorious work can be done in us.
我们很快就会有夏令会。
Very soon we'll have our summer conference.
我们感谢主给我们一个机会，我们可以与弟兄姐妹一起更多来追求认识主。
We thank the Lord for providing this opportunity that we have more time to pursue after the Lord with brothers and sisters.
在夏令会之前，我们要怎么样来预备自己呢
？How can we prepare our hearts before the conference?
愿我们对主来说，我肯。
May we say we're willing, Lord.
我愿主来预备我们，让我们能够来洁净自己。
So that He can prepare us, that we can cleanse ourselves.
愿我们来准备自己。来做成那个贵重的器皿。
That we can prepare our hearts made for honorable use.
除掉一切不讨主喜悦的。
And we can get rid of anything that does not please the Lord.
除掉心里面的石头。
And to get rid of the stones in our hearts.
真是让我们的心成为好土。
That we can be a good soil.
让人的工作可以做成在我们里面。
So that His work can be done in us.
有一首诗歌，最后的结束非常好。
There was a hymn that had a beautiful ending.
非常。简单，但是也非常美。
It was very simple but beautiful.
说，他是春风，我是草，让他吹。
He says he is the spring wind.
Breathe.
He's the spring breeze. I am the grass.
The flip.
And I'll let him blow on me.
他是春风，我们是草。
He is.
让他来吹。
He is the breeze. I am the grass. I will let him blow whichever direction he wants.
他是窑匠，我们是泥土。
He's the potter and I'm the clay.
我们真是愿意把自己完全让他的站在他的手中，让他可以照他的心意来制作我们。
Let us completely surrender ourselves into his hands, so that he can do whatever he desires. All of his work can be done in us.
让我们每一个人不是那个成为预备毁灭的器皿，而是能够。来预备得荣耀的器皿。
So that we will not be vessels prepared for destruction, but vessels prepared for glory.
愿主天天这样来对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us daily.
好叫我们能够越来越像他。
So that we can be more like him.
我最后再说，真的时间很快就会过去。
And I'll say again, time will pass very quickly.
我们如果让主的工作做成在我们身上，最后主就在我们身上得荣耀。
If we're willing for the Lord's work to be done in us, then he will gain glory through us.
如果我们没有让主的工作做成在我们身上，我们的失去是何等的大。
If we do not allow him to do any of his work in us, then how great will be our loss.
但愿主在我们的身上能够成就他那荣耀的心意，让神的心得满。
May the Lord accomplish his glorious desire in us so that the heart of God can be satisfied.
以前我有一个错误的观念，觉得说好像如果这样子追求，那还是为着自己嘛。
Before I had the wrong concept, I thought, oh, if I pursue after the Lord in this way, I'm still doing it for myself.
直到有一天，有位弟兄说，当我们遇见主的时候。
Until one day, a brother told me, on that day when we meet the Lord.
当许多人他们把他们的冠冕 都奉献在神的脚前。
When you see many who cast down their crowns before the feet of the Lord，
当我们发现我们头上没有冠冕
，And when we realize we have no crown，
我们的羞耻，我们的遗憾，我们的觉得这样的后悔是何等的大呢
？And how great will our shame and regret be？
神要我们来追求认识他。
The Lord wants us to desire after Him, to know Him.
我们向着标杆直跑。
He wants us to press on towards the goal.
是的，是要来得神召我们所得的奖赏。
Yes, so that we can gain the prize that He called us to gain.
但是不是为着我们自己的。
It is not for our own gain.
乃是为着那位为我们死而复活的主。
It is for the Lord who died and resurrected for us.
乃是为着有一天我们能够来有个冠冕来献在他的面前。
It's for one day we'll have a crown to be casted before His feet.
我们肯吗？
Are we willing?
当主来用恩主来呼召我们的时候，我们肯吗
？When our gracious Lord calls out to us, are we willing？
真是愿意我们每个人有这样的心，我们来答应主的呼召。主说：“我肯。
”May all of us have the same heart to say, Lord, we are willing.
愿你的旨意成就在我们。
May your will be done in us.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us have some word of prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你！
Lord Jesus, how we thank you.
Oh, 主，在我们的心还偏离你，还远离你的时候，你就爱我们。
When our hearts were still far from you, you loved us.
Oh, 主，真是，oh, 主，你说虽然以色列人，oh, 主啊，喜爱无花无饼，oh, 来偏行你还是爱他们。
Even though the Israelites walked in their own ways, you still loved them.
主啊，你一直在呼召我们。
And you are still calling unto us.
Oh, 只等到。哦，主啊，我们能够被你找回来。
Until one day we can be found and return to you.
哦，主啊，只等到我们能够哦被你放在你的家里面。
Until one day you can place us in your household.
哦，主啊，你还不止停留在这里，主，你还要我们每一个人的心都完全来归向。
But you didn't remain there. You continue drawing us so that our whole heart can be given unto you.
主，早晨我们能做的就是把自己再葬在你的手中。
Lord, the only thing we can do this morning is to surrender ourselves into your hands.
你是窑匠，我们是泥土。
You are the potter, and we are nothing but clay.
哦，主啊，愿你照你自己，哦主，荣耀的心意，把你自己的工作做成在我们身上。
According to your glorious desire, may you do your work in us.
让我们对你说，主啊，我肯。
So that we can all say, Lord, we're willing.
真愿意不是我们，哦主，唱诗祷告的时候说我们肯。
Not just we do not say we're willing only when we're praying and singing hymns.
愿我们在每天的生活上，我们说我们肯。
But in daily life, may we be willing.
我们肯来跟随你。
So that we can follow you.
我们来遵行你的诫命。
We can be willing to follow, keep your commandments.
哦主，我们肯来爱你。
And we'll be willing to love you.
哦主，我们求你在我们个人在教会的当中得到荣耀。
We beseech you, may you gain glory through our individual lives and.
谢谢你对我们这样的宽容忍耐。
We thank you for your great patience and for your tolerance.
哦，主，谢谢你，哦，主一直在等我们。
For your endurance, you have been waiting for us.
主，我们的祷告就是希望你不要再等太久。
But our prayer is that you will not wait for very much longer.
哦，主啊，让我们可以与你一起前往。
So that we can go with you.
哦，主，当你对我们呼召的时候，哦，主，当良人对我们呼召的时候，说起来，哦，主，与我前往吧。
As our beloved call out to you, arise and come away.
主，我们说，哦，主啊，愿你吸引我们，让我们可以快跑跟随你。
Our response will be, Lord, draw us that we can run after you.
我们把感谢赞美来归给主。
We give you praises and thanksgiving.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name, we pray.